Carly. Carly. Hey, Carly. Yeah. Hey, Carly. Good dog.
Hey, you stay over there.
I am a dog lover. My wife always says, babies, dogs, and drunks love Sam. And cats, too. They like me. Yes, sir.
When you were chopping, were you damping everything down?
Question was, when you were chopping, were you damping everything kind of down? Yes, I guess so. And what's going on is, like, I assume many of you do know how to chop. And it's interesting because, I mean, when you hear, if you lined up 10 mandolin players, you would hear 10 different chops. And so what I've kind of tried to do, I played, you know, and snare drum in the marching band in high school, not particularly well, but I learned about just subdividing the beat and stuff. And because, you know, I've often wondered if the way rhythm chopping got started, and I think of Bill Monroe as the guy that started it, did he just let his action get so high he couldn't get the strings pushed down? I mean, I don't know, because that's kind of almost what it feels like, because, I mean, your right hand is really not doing anything that different, but if you're not chopping, and even though, and it's interesting because that very chord, that Bill Monroe chord, I would listen to records, and I could not figure out that chord. And finally, I saw Bill Monroe on TV, and there it was. So it's like, you know, having the first, you know, homespun video or something, getting to grow up around Nashville, watching TV and watching people's hands work on the instruments. And so, in other words, if without chopping, it's just this. Now, what I try to do is, and it is almost the illusion of, like, you're sort of, I don't know, I hope this is a decent explanation. You're sort of like releasing the chord. You're releasing it as you strike it with your pick. So without, in other words, it's not really dampening so much, but it is like taking away the sustain with the left hand. Because without chopping, it's this. Interesting because I don't know what somewhere in the latter 50s, I guess, Mr. Monroe kind of started this chop up because I was recording with Peter Rowan doing really old Bill Monroe tunes, and I'd be chopping long, and Peter would go, you know, Bill didn't really chop on this song. I said, really? So we'd listen to the old record, sure enough. Oh, okay. Because by the time I was old enough to hear Bill Monroe live in the early 60s, 64 and 65, he was doing that chop a lot, so I grew up like, yeah, I want to do that, and so a lot of others were doing it too. John Duffy was doing it, and I think Jesse McReynolds is one of the only great mandolin players that's you know, popular that didn't try to copy Bill Monroe, doesn't really play with the rhythm chop, so to speak, and he's wonderful. But yeah, so what I'm trying to do is just sort of I'm literally releasing the chord as I'm striking it with the pick. And like I say, different people chop just a little differently, you know. Doyle Lawson's a great mandolin chopper, but we don't chop any really alike that much. But I think mine probably comes more from John Duffy, because I notice you tend to notice the third and fourth strings more in mine chop, and I definitely always admired that about John Duffy, so I loved his rhythm chopping. And then there's basically two different kinds of chop I like to try. And one is with your standard bluegrass kind of chord. So in other words, you're not just chopping the backbeat, you're filling in a little bit. That's, and then to try to add a little. That's pretty much the way Bill Monroe would kind of. You can hear both beats in that. And And I think that may have come from where, you know, when before Bill had a banjo player in his band, he would do more of what we call the old stomps, you know, like the bluegrass stomp. And that's kind of more like guitar kind of, like F-O guitar playing. So I like to try to do that chop where I really am sort of releasing the chord as I hit it with the pick. Make that drum sound, that percussive sound. And then there's another one, and then I don't know where I don't know where this came from, but when I first heard Bob Marley and the Wailers, the thing that attracted me to that, and the way my crazy brain works, is the rhythm guitar reminded me of the way a bluegrass mandolin player plays rhythm, and particularly Bill Monroe. And so it's like one, two, three, four. Now that rhythm, what I'm doing there, I am using the side of my little finger to actually damp, because that's just, when it comes to chords, I like simple ones. That's my favorite A chord in the world right there. No defining third. Not that one, it's not that, it's like power chords, so sort of, and but anyway, somewhere along the line, I'm actually dampening that off with maybe both these fingers, but it's kind of a, and you can almost, like if you imagine a drum kit that the upstroke on the first string is almost like a little hi-hat thing, you know. But the bottom line about chopping is start simply, because you can always add more licks in. You can always add more right hand, but the basic thing is to just make sure you're keeping time. That's the job. And that's the trouble with being a mandolin player. Nobody ever chops rhythm for us when we take a solo. I take it back. Jerry Douglas can chop as good as any mandolin player. So can Scott Vestal on the banjo and what have you. By the way, this fella here, Steven, is a great mandolin player, so that's why you're not going to hear that today. And you stay on the guitar. Enough good young guitar players coming up. Yes?
Who's playing with you tonight? Who's touring with you?
Tonight, well, Stephen Mogin on guitar. Basically the same band we've had for a long time. Byron House some days. Chris Brown is on drums. Filling in for Scott Vestal on banjo. Because Scott and his lovely wife Alice on Thursday welcomed a 9-pound, 3-ounce boy to the world. So Scott sends his love, but he's at home in the right place right now. And so Ryan Cavanaugh, a great banjo player that I've played sometimes I play with the band, Bill Evans, a saxophone player. I think there's different Bill Evanses. There's a banjo player. Well, the original Bill Evans, the keyboard player, and but Bill, also the saxophone player, used to play with Miles Davis and John LaValle. So for me, that's like a real large stretch to play in Bill Evans' band, and that's where I met Ryan, this wonderful banjo player. And Ryan now lives in Nashville, so we just threw him on the bus with us. And I think you'll be happy with his playing. He is marvelous, and so we miss Scott and love him, but we're. We hope to play a long time with Scott Vestal, but yeah, he's at the right spot. Man, he's got a new boy.
You played More Pretty Girls on Lyle Lovett's CD, I think in D, and you did a little. You went from a fiddle style scale to a Jesse McReynolds arpeggio. Can you kind of walk us through that transition?
Huh. I did. Golly, boy, Yeah, I have a sort of a memory of that, but and doesn't that sound crazy? You know, the thing you actually played, you can't always, you know, remember. But I am fortunate. You know, when you work a lot, you don't know. And I'm not the kind of person that sits around and listens to stuff that I've played on. I mean, that doesn't thrill me. I want to learn something else. But